Paul, lovely to have you along. The first US presidential debate occurred around 11 o'clock this morning, Australian time. It's hard to describe it without resorting to cliches, but it was a fiery exchange between Donald Trump, current US president, and Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, with plenty of insults and interruptions. Here's a taste.
Will you shut up, man? Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right. Gentlemen,
this
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
Unprecedented.
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe.
We handed him a booming economy. He blew it.
It wasn't
he
booming.
He blew it.
It wasn't booming. It was, wait,
number two.
Chris.
Number three.
They said it would take... No, you're a number two.
You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
That's democracy 2020. My goodness. The debate... It is described by my next guest as one which descended into chaotic and at times kindergarten-type behaviour as a battle between a bully and an old man. My guest has been taking a close look at the debate. Her name is Dr. Louise Maher. And Louise is a body language and voice expert. Louise Maher, what stood out for you in the debate, if that's what we call it? Hi.
Oh, hi. I thought it was more a debacle than a debate. And what stood out for me was two very different men behaving very badly.
Both of them?
Both of them. You know, one classically bullying and the other one, who is not a bully, coming down to his level and using some abusive words which didn't suit him at all. And I see the statistics are saying Biden won. Well, I don't think either of them won.
My guest is someone who specialises in body language and a vocal expert. What did you determine from the body language? I know they're sort of leaning on a lectern or a stand, aren't they, which often that disguises a bit of, you know, how they're feeling deep within themselves. But what could you determine from that, Dr. Louise Maher?
Well, I think that they were holding back. So we didn't see any of the big Trump gestures from his rally. He was very held back. But what was interesting about his body language was that he was not debating Biden. He was actually debating the moderator, Chris Wallace. He faced Chris Wallace. When he actually mentioned Biden, he would stretch his hand up towards Biden and flick his hand down. But he continued to look at Chris Wallace. So he was debating Chris Wallace. And Biden, on the other hand, was actually not debating at all. He was talking to the American people, and he was looking down the camera lens, talking to the American people.
If you were speaking to them, how would you suggest they adjust their presentation?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, I'm worried that Biden couldn't adjust his presentation. I think that he shows weakness, he shows a vocal weakness that I honestly think is an indication of his age and some sort of deterioration. He stammers and stutters on just about every single sentence. But something that people might not pick up is that his mouth doesn't work properly with his words. And, you know, there's something called dysarthria, where the nerves don't connect properly with the mouth for the words. And, for instance, he goes to say the word run, but his mouth closes and he says one. He keeps his mouth open when Trump keeps speaking, and he moves his jaw, although no sound is coming out, which is like an old man, and he doesn't finish his sentences or say anything with gravitas. So, you know, Biden needs more power, but I don't think it's there. He's like a prize fighter who's had one too many fights.
The Economist magazine pointed out, they weren't trying to be sort of nasty, but they pointed out that when Joe Biden got into politics, Elvis was doing Blue Hawaii, the movie.
Right.
And that sort
right.
of put into context, at least for me, how long he's actually been around in the American political system.
I really do see deterioration. At one thing that he does that I think is curable, but again, because of age, I don't know that he could do it, is that he's swayed by Trump's interruption. So when Trump interrupts him, you can see it impacts him and he closes his eyes and he stops talking about what he's talking about and addresses what Trump said in his interruption, which you know, he shouldn't do. And then again, when Trump says terrible things to him about being the lowest in of his class at the university, you know, Biden should interrupt and say, don't be ridiculous. But he doesn't. He lets it pass. So, you know, there's too much weakness there. And as for Trump changing his style, well, Trump is a bully. You know, he's not trying to be anything else. His lack of eye contact, his volume, his constant...
You're seeing what he actually is.
Yeah, his personal abuse, his superlatives to convince otherwise. You know, his what's called universal quantifiers, where you're the very lowest in the class, the single greatest. You know, everything is the most or the least. It's there's nothing in between. So he does bullying to perfection.
Someone said to me once, you've got to understand Trump as a New York real estate salesman, not a politician. And I don't know how true that is. So what about the moderator? Now, in journalism, it's often said, there's a level of truth to this, that the question determines the answer. Would it have been different with a different sort of moderator? Chris Wallace is a very established, traditional media journalist and presenter and moderator. But people may not realise, but the things are changing in the United States dramatically, where someone like a guy called Joe Rogan has 100 million followers on his YouTube channel, and he's almost a more household name, if you like, but he's not a traditional journalist per se. Would it have been different if you had a different sort of chairman of the debate rather than Chris Wallace?
Well, now that you say that, I think Chris Wallace actually did a tremendous job in that forum. I'm wondering if that forum actually carries this type of debate. If you're going to go for that kind of interruption abuse, not following the ground rules where they said they wouldn't, people would speak for 2 minutes and then it would be debate. They didn't follow that format at all. So if it's going to be something where there are no rules, and then maybe that's not the right forum or the right moderator.
Tell me about hand use. What are some of the differences in how Donald Trump uses his hands while talking compared with Joe Biden? One of my listeners, Henry, says it's only 3 years difference between Trump and Biden. So, Henry, thanks for that. Yeah. What about hand use? Yeah. How they express themselves physically?
It's age. There is only three years difference. But Trump doesn't seem to be showing that age at all. Who knows why?
A diet of cheeseburgers, apparently.
Is that what does it?
Apparently what he eats.
See, Trump normally, the key for Trump is that his arms are wide, his palms are out, all of his gestures are congruent. But that's not what we saw today. He was holding on to the lectern, holding himself back. He gestured with his right hand because he'd spoke to Chris Wallace, and he gestured with his right hand very simply towards Chris Wallace. When he gestured towards Biden, he used his left hand. He reached his hand out and he sort of karate chopped down, which was demeaning, and he kept his eyes on Chris Wallace. So, you know, this was a sign of disrespect. But apart from that, his hand gestures weren't extraordinary. Biden's hand gesture was when he looked into the camera and pleaded to the American people. He sort of did a forwards karate chop towards the camera. So, you know, there were limited gestures. Unusually, at one stage, actually, Biden put his leg on the bottom of the lectern when he became more relaxed, which was very unusual, I thought.
My guest is Dr. Louise Marler. She's a body language and vocal expert. She's watched the US presidential debate, which was happening around 11 o'clock Australian time this morning. I don't know if it's even reasonable to ask, was there a winner? Because by the sounds of it, the whole thing was...
The winner was Chris Wallace. The winner was Chris Wallace. I wouldn't want either of them as the American president.
But interestingly, but I'm thinking about why Trump might have been so focused on Wallace. And it's probably because he actually sees his real opponent as the US media, right, not Joe Biden or not the Democrats. He sees his opponents as the people who carry the message, the US media.
Mm-hmm. Good point. He had no intention of debating Biden.
Yeah. So now there was some debate about whether they do it at all. And I mean, if you were advising either of them. So, you know, I've given you a $500,000 US mm-hmm. contract to advise me. I'm Joe Biden, and then I'm Donald Trump. What would you advise me?
I'd advise Joe Biden not to go on. I'd advise not to do a debate. And I'd advise Trump just to sit back and pander to his followers.
Right. How do you think the media should handle this? There's a lot of questioning about whether the media is handling Donald Trump. You know, we try and tell a story in a traditional way, but when Donald Trump regards his opponent as the media rather than his political opponent, that surely must change the dynamic. Should the media be treating him in a different way? You know, you hear the press conferences and debate where you get traditional questions, but I'm not sure that he ever actually answers.
He never answers. And they let him get away with those answers. You know, when they asked about will you condemn white supremacists, and he went on and on and on about, Antifa. Someone has to do something about Antifa and the left. That's not an answer to the question. And yet when they printed underneath the election, what were the key statements? They should have said, Biden does not answer the question about condemning white supremacists. But no, up across the screen comes, someone has to do something about Antifa and the left. So they actually follow his train of thought rather than call him out and say it's not an answer and it's not acceptable. And he does that over and over again.
In other words, Donald Trump plays the media at their own game very effectively by the sounds of that.
They let that happen when they said, will you stay calm, urge supporters to stay calm when the election can't be declared for a month. He says, bad things happen in Philadelphia. They cheat. Bad things happen. What's that got to do with it? You know, like, it's got something to do with it, but it's not his answer that he's going to urge them to stay calm. And they have to say, yes, that's true, but what are you going to do? What is your action? And when he did that, that was the one time his two hands came up and he pointed down, down, down. But he still came nowhere near answering the question and got away with it.
Thanks for your observations this afternoon.
Thank you.
Dr. Louise Mahler, who's a body language and vocal expert, been watching the US presidential debate today. It's 28 to 5. Let's go to news headlines.